Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, World War I finally came to an end. Butte responded as one might expect. The mine whistles started at 1 o'clock in the morning and were soon joined by church bells and every fire alarm in the city. There were horns and whistles, rattles and honk machines. Gradually, the noise of the cheering, shouting, frenzied throngs in the streets drowned out the whistles and bells. There probably wasn't an ash can cover to be found in any part of the business district. They made excellent noise machines. With the light of dawn, the celebrations continued. Instead of going home, many miners coming off the morning shifts remained to join in the affair. Some saloons opened up and did a rushing business. It was difficult to get such a crowd to form a parade, but somehow it was done. The parade was headed by the Elks Drum Corps and the ACM Band. In the line were Boy Scouts, students from the School of Mines, police officers, firemen, Rotary Club and Chamber of Commerce members, civic organizations, high school boys and girls, as well as the girl ushers from the Rialto who were in uniform and carrying a huge flag. Behind the marchers came just about every automobile in Butte, filled with noisy citizens and citizenesses. The machines were gaily decorated, many with flags, and they kept up one constant blast of their horns. Mayor Maloney loaded his car with something like 20 young kids, and they made their presence known all along the line. One automobile, with a charming young woman standing on the front seat, moved along the streets. The young woman had a cornet, and on this she played the Star Spangled Banner. The parade ended at the courthouse, but bands and the crowd remained. Patriotic airs were played while cheer upon cheer followed each. Senator Lee Mantle was brought forward on the steps of the courthouse. "The divine right to rule has been forever banished from the earth," he declared, and his huge audience roared. "Autocracy has been routed and is helpless in the hands of the people." That night, two huge bonfires were lighted by the Boy Scouts, one on Big Butte and the other on Timber Butte. In spite of the unusual flow of liquid enthusiasm that marked the late hours, the crowd was generally good-natured and there were few disturbances requiring police action. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.